May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Guke Audio mini podcast with brief memories of Shunyu Suzuki and those whose paths crossed his. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free of economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. I'm D.C. Poobah of Guke Audio and Guke Archives. And today we will have another brief memory from a talk that Carl Bielefeld gave at Tassajara in 1999. Now, as I imagine I mentioned in the prior Brief Memories podcast, Carl was an early student at Tassajara, went on to Japan, and became an esteemed scholar of Soto Zen and Buddhism and that sort of thing. And he's at Stanford. So anyway, here it is from his talk. When I was a graduate student at Berkeley back in the early 70s studying with Suzuki Roshi, I was looking for a topic to write about for my master's thesis, and Suzuki Roshi said, "Why don't you do the Mountains and Waters Sutra?" I said, "I love this text, and I would love to have an English translation of it and then give a series of lectures on it." Working with Suzuki Roshi to translate this Mountains and Waters Sutra at Tassajara that last summer he was down here was much nicer than digging the latrines for the hill cabins, which I had done the summer before. At one point, Suzuki Roshi told me, "Why don't you look at this text?" So I started looking at it, and it's very difficult. And so I came to him and I said, "Wait a second, this is way over my head." And he said, "Yes, this is a very difficult, interesting text." And I said, "Yeah, the language of it is so hard to understand." And he said, "It's not the language, it's the thought. This isn't just poetry, it's the philosophy that makes it make sense. It's very difficult to understand." So I think he saw it as somehow not philosophy in the abstract sense or technical sense, but as a text very rich in Buddhist thought. What a shame that he died without giving a commentary to it. He was going to give a regular series of lectures at Tassajara on it. It would have been fantastic. When I said to him, "Isn't this a bit stupid for someone like me to be translating something so deep and rich," he said, "Yeah, get on with it." That talk is really good. It's on Guke.com. Just go to the site search box and write Bielefeld, B-I-E-L-E-F-E-L-D-T, and there should be a link that takes you to it. Go to his page. You know, I want to get that translation. It's not something I have right now. He says other interesting things in that talk about it. Like he said, Gary Snyder read the work he'd done, and Gary had written a whole thing on Mountains and Rivers Sutra. And after he read what Carl had, he trashed what he'd done. Something like, now I remember this from reading his lecture not that long ago, last year or something. And it's like Gary said, or Carl said that Gary then said he worked on it another 10 years or something. It's a sort of environmental piece that Dogen wrote. And Maybe I'll read some more of it. Maybe I'll read in the next mini podcast. Maybe I'll just read Carl's talk. And doesn't matter how many it is, M-I-N-I. Okay, so let me leave you with that. And I'll come back next time and do that. It's very late anyway. I need to get to sleep. Until next time, this is DC Poobah at Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sonor with Doggett, Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.